This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 30th. God's word to you today is imparting. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 from the New International Version, and it says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." The Bible says that Moses laid his hands on Joshua, and the spirit of wisdom entered into Joshua because Moses had the spirit of wisdom. You cannot give what you do not have. You cannot impart what you have not contracted. If you do not have a flu, for instance, you cannot give someone else the flu. If you have not contracted chickenpox, you cannot impart chickenpox. And it is very important for us to understand this. Even though you may have the Holy Spirit in you, you cannot impart what you do not have. This is why it is important that you are careful who lays hands on you. Your head is very precious, and you have to be careful who lays hands on you. A lot of people have opened their lives to all sorts of strange spirits. Imagine someone goes to see some prophet that is ridden with the spirit of lust. If he lays his hands on that person, that is what he is going to transfer to him or her. Someone goes to see a prophetess with a mermaid spirit. She laid hands and began to prophesy. Take note that demons also prophesy. And then that person begins to struggle with demon spirits and cannot tell where it is from. If you have opened your life to strange spirits, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that today every of such things will be buried and you will be totally separated from them. While there is nothing wrong with prophets and prophetesses, because there are legit ones, but we must be careful who lays hands on us. I can count the number of people that have laid hands on my head on one hand because my head is very precious. You cannot carry what has not been imparted. If the person that is carrying it has not imparted it on you, you cannot carry it. That is how God works. In this season, God Himself will lay His hands on you. And as God lays His hands on us, expect refreshing. Revelation 1:17 says, "When I saw Him, I fell at His feet as if I were dead. But He laid His right hand on me and said, 'Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last.'" As God lays His hands on you, you will be refreshed. Everyone that is tired and weary, you will receive refreshing from heaven. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, thank you for laying hands on me. I receive refreshing from every tiredness and weariness in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.